Hey everyone, welcome to season two of Raging Gracefully 2.0 with me, Annie Nyland. I'm going to be doubling down on more tongue-in-cheek social commentary, questionable advice, life hacks, as well as fitness and wellness tips that just might fly in the face of what we're currently being force-fed. So let's do it. Okay, so today's episode is going to center around the topic of aging. Because guess what? We're all going to do it. And that is something, a subject that should bind us at the hip. And of course, we know there's ways to slow down the aging process, but as of yet, there is not a way to stop it. So we have to live with that. Live with the thought of dying. Because actually, when we say the word anti-aging, you know, it is pro-death. And I think I've said this before, because if you're actively aging, it means you're still alive. So anti-aging is it's a misnomer. So when we hear the word senior, typically what we conjure up in our mind is an older person. And if we're going to be conventional in our perception, this older person has gray hair. They might be experiencing a little bit of cognitive and physical decline, some health issues. Maybe they're not up on technology as much as a younger demographic, and the list goes on and on. But guess what? Those perceptions need to be debunked right now, because there is something called senior 2.0. And even the word senior, let's think about tossing that out, because as long as we say the word senior and we're not referring to high school student, it's going to have a less than positive association, particularly by seniors themselves. And hear me out about that. Chronologically, many of us are seniors. However, we do not identify with being seniors because our behavior, our lifestyle, our energy level, it doesn't qualify as conventional senior parameters, meaning that anyone 55 to 70, if they're not experiencing any health problems, they're leading an active lifestyle. Now, I'm making a big generalization here. I know it, but I want you to go with me because it will help drive the point. On any given day, if you go to the gym, particularly in the afternoon, because that's where I call the retired, not expired group, is at the gym. And guess what? They're fit as can be. They've got great energy. They look good. Yeah, there might be some gray hairs here or there. It might even be 50 shades of gray, but they're vital. And when you think about what your parents did at a particular age compared to what you do now, there's going to be quite a difference. Maybe mom was old before her time, and certainly grandma was. When we think of grandma, we think of a bespeckled, maybe pleasingly plump woman in the kitchen, gray hair in a bun, apron on. And again, this is a very, very stereotypical, conventional view of grandma. Well, guess what? Baby boomers were not having that. Baby boomers decided, I love my grandma. I just don't want to look like her when I grow up. I love my parents. I just don't want to look like them when I grow up. And there lies the difference. So I want to tell you about this woman named Jerry that takes some of my classes at the Y. That's the Great South Bay Y. And she actually takes almost every class, particularly in the mornings. And Jerry is as trim as can be, vital as can be, beautiful. And here's the interesting thing about Jerry. Jerry, who qualifies as a senior, refuses to take senior classes. Well, oftentimes senior classes they use a chair and they sit down. Now, of course, we have no problem with that because people with mobility issues, they should still exercise, and a chair is a wonderful way for them to get the exercise they need without compromising their physical limitations. That said, When that class is also called a senior class, you can imagine when a youthful person of a certain age walks in and they see everyone sitting in chairs and the music is slow, they don't see themselves in that category. So chances are they are going to avoid taking the class. So what we need at this point is a rebranding of the word senior. Now, maybe we could say senior 2.0, but I just want to drop the word senior. I've been known to go, oh, wait, I forgot some. Back to Jerry. Here's the startling thing about Jerry. She is, wait for it, 99 years old and still takes regular fitness classes. She just knows to modify it. She actually even gets on and off the mat. And yes, she has some help, but get this, folks, 99 years old. That is just astonishing. So back to the rebranding of the word senior. I've been known to call some of my senior classes seenagers because they are so youthful and so fit because they've stuck with fitness for decades. So what other term could we use? Well, we could say boomers, although, you know, they don't like being called okay boomer. How about I'd like retired but not expired? How about older active Americans, you know? But we want to come up with something catchy. So if you have something in mind, reach out to me because I'm all about using new buzzwords. So I'm going to talk about, we all know ways to stay as fit as possible and feel as young as possible. We've all read about those things. But I want to talk about the things that we shouldn't do. We all know what we should do. But one of the things to avoid is, you know, we're always told to take vitamins and food supplements to remain in optimal health. But here's the thing. Without regulation, we could be overloading on those substances, which could lead to a toxic environment, particularly for your liver. So when taking all those vitamins and food supplements, talk with a professional, talk with a registered dietitian or someone that's had training in that so they can advise you on the right amounts to take. Now, let's talk about sunbathing. We all know that sun is the enemy when it comes to aging. Actually, it's the best friend of aging. Sun and aging work hand in hand. And all you have to do is go to your next high school reunion and it'll very clearly delineate who is a sun lover and who avoids the sun. So at some age, and for me it was age 30, I had to make a decision, staying pale and pasty or having some sort of a tan, but ruining or, you know, exposing myself to photo damage. Is that what it's called? You know, skin damage, sun damage, whatever. So that is a real choice that we have to make at a certain age. Well, actually, should be at any age. So think about that. Being white and pasty, you know, it's not a look, but that's why there is black lycra. Okay, let's talk about the use of alcohol. Now, the recommendation for optimal health is 1 unit of alcohol per day. And I'm not sure what they mean by unit. And that's a little loose because a unit could be 2 ounces, 4 ounces, 6 ounces, or 32 ounces, depending on how you see the word unit. So alcohol, yes, it is definitely an ager. And again, look at somebody that drinks a lot of alcohol and decide if they are your role model. And alcohol can sneak up on you. Imagine you're in the kitchen and you're cooking and you, where am I? Okay, I lost myself. Stay with me. Okay. So yeah, okay. How's that for a little segue? So you're cooking and you open up a delicious bottle of Chardonnay. And how do you know it's delicious? Because it's called Chardonnay. That's how you know. I'm giving myself away. And you start cooking and you pour just a little bit in your whatever you're making. But you want to save the rest because it's a good Chardonnay. So you pour yourself a glass and you say, okay, cooking and drinking wine go together and I'm going to enjoy myself. Okay, so you make this nice dinner, you sit down, you put the bottle of wine on the table and you pour a little bit for your partner and pour a nice size glass for yourself. Okay, so you're eating your dinner, you're enjoying life, you're relaxing, all is right with the world. And then you're feeling a little loose, so maybe judgment is a little less than optimal. You pour yourself another glass. So by this time, there's not too much left in the bottle, and you're straightening up the kitchen after the meal that you painstakingly made. And there's just like maybe an inch of Chardonnay left in the bottle. Well, what are you going to do with that? Well, you could save it for cooking, or you could drink it. And quite often that happened. So the next morning, when you look in the garbage can and you see an empty bottle of Chardonnay, you go, uh-oh, I guess that's what they meant by one unit. And I don't mean to speak lightly of it because I do have a lot to say about alcohol. And that will be in a very long episode. So get ready for that. I'll give you plenty of warning. Okay, so we know not to take too many food supplements and vitamins. We know not to sunbathe. We know not to drink too much. We know not to smoke. But how about gaining and losing weight? Well, if you want to stretch out your skin bag, definitely gain a lot of weight and then definitely lose weight. Because and also about that, ladies, oh no, I said that L word. Women, girls, besties, that extra 5 pounds at a certain age is actually going to work for you. If you get too thin, you are going to look gaunt, and gaunt is a look you might want to avoid. Okay, now here's the subject about red meat. So much is said about avoiding red meat, but there's also some controversy about that because animal flesh has great bioavailability in terms of your protein uptake. So I'm not going to get into that because it's almost, I don't know, it's such a personal thing, the stuff we put in our mouth. And yeah, I'm going there with that. So yeah, you know, make your own decision. Okay, how about taking recreational drugs? Well, you have to define what is a recreational drug for you. Again, not going there because that deserves its own episode also. How about living in a polluted area? Well, unless you live in a blue zone, and I don't even know, I'm not even sure where they are, but I know they're far away from where I live and most of us live. And it would be nice to live in that blue zone, but we do live in a constant state of pollution and how it wreaks havoc on our bodies. And what can we do about that? Well, not much about external pollution, but the subject of internal pollution, aka meaning the air quality of our houses, is going to be a big thrust going forward. So keep, did I say bust or thrust? It's a big thrust going forward. So keep that in mind. What can you do to improve the air quality in your house? Okay, keeping that mindset. Now, keeping a youthful mindset, if we don't, what happens? Well, perhaps our brain takes the message from what we have written in like the script we wrote about, oh, I feel so old, or back in the day, or remember when I used to do XYZ, or I have no fun anymore. Well, the brain hears this and I believe it just gets on a superhighway to the body and the body responds accordingly. I'm old, yada, yada. So mindset. Some of the things that I've been known to tell students about staying young is put on the music of your youth and dance around. It'll bring you back to a certain times in your life where you definitely were younger, maybe more carefree, but just kind of lose yourself in the music. Stay with music. Make it a part of your day. Let it lift you. Let it calm you. That said, also allow for the fact that there are tons of good music out there. One of the most irritating things I hear older folks say, not old, older folks say, is there's no good music anymore. when it's right up there with these kids today. You say those things, you have instantly aged yourself. So revel in the music of your youth, but also wrap your head around and go on an active discovery for new music. Okay, keeping up with technology. Oh, that is so important. However, finding someone to teach you technology, that often becomes a challenge. And don't even think about asking your kids or your grandkids, because they don't know how to teach. What's so easy for them is, not as easy for us when you're first learning it, but you have the ability to learn it. Do not be intimidated, or should I say, try not to be intimidated. Chunk it. What do I mean by that? It's something that teachers will tell students. Break it into little pieces. Learn a little bit at a time. And that way it won't be so overwhelming. The problem with technology is the more you know, the more you need to know. So that is, let's wrap up this part of the segment and move on. Okay, if you are of a certain age, you probably have been on the receiving end of somebody telling you that you were having a senior moment. Or maybe you even referred to yourself as having a senior moment. Now let's dive into this. It's actually a casually tossed around phrase that throws shade on those of us of a certain age. And when we announce that we're having a senior moment simply because we don't have instant recall, it raises questions. Are we unwittingly complicit in endorsing ageism? Do we help spread the epidemic in American culture by buying into stereotypes about getting older? And most importantly, can you help me find my glasses? Perhaps it's time to change the narrative and remarket the expression senior moments. Renaming it will change the association. I like slow your roll moments. Sounds like a plan. Hear me out. Imagine at birth, each of us is given a newly built room filled with empty shelves. Every memory, experience, or new sensation gets bound in a book and placed on the shelf. We begin to build a library that catalogs every event in our lives. So, of course, every year our inventory grows. Very young children who haven't clocked enough time and experience to build libraries have shiny new books on their shelves, but they're small in numbers. And we've witnessed their elephant-like memories and how effortlessly they recall details. Well, retrieving the books that stored them is a no-brainer for them because they're easy to locate and dust-free because it hasn't settled yet. By adolescence, our libraries are considerable, especially the drama section. Fiction is always chosen over facts because it's a better fit for our brains when they were still pink. Information and memories are located with agility and speed, but anything written before our time, we think it's outdated, especially if our parents were the authors. As young adults with expanding frames of reference, we boast libraries teeming with books on adventure, relationships, finance, childcare, nutrition, travel, and even books on how to write books. The self-improvement section keeps growing courtesy of television shows and podcasts that try to edify our lives. So we build a battery of self-help books to refer to when life doesn't meet our expectations. And of course, there's always wine. In middle age, there's still plenty of room on the shelves for collecting wisdom. Scaling mountains of books that store long-term and short-term memories is going to start to take more time. But no one starts tapping their foot with impatience when there's a delay in recall, except in the case of our grown kids who are quick to recover their thinly veiled irritation when we repeatedly ask for help with technology. But they suck it up and do the math. You know why? Free childcare, free home and board. Is that what you say? Room and board. All that stuff is priceless. So by the time our grandkids are old enough to move in with other people's grandkids, we'll be stewards of massive libraries with stunning collections of knowledge. Tomorrow's memories made today will cover every inch of our once empty rooms. Shelves will groan with the weight of life experience, but our knees and backs might follow suit. That's a price you pay. We will rise to the occasion and work out our kinks in the gym. Yep, that's what we're going to do. So we need to remember, while we're forgetting, that senior moments can be perceived as dignified, slow your roll moments when viewed that way. We need to allow ourselves sufficient time to cull through all the information, memories, and wisdom we've accrued while we're reeling in the years and stowing away the time. Just let the young spit out instant responses while we roll ours out slowly. Wisdom takes time to brew, like good coffee and fine wine. Not that fine wine needs to brew, but you know what I mean. It needs to age and distill and all that good stuff. And if we find humor in the joke Mother Nature plays on us when our lost rose-colored glasses wind up on our heads, we just might see aging in a new light. Hilarious. Yes, you gotta laugh when it hurts. There's a silver lining to growing older, and that's what I said. You gotta learn to laugh when it hurts. Take 2 Advils and call me in the morning. By adding a little sunshine to our gray, old can be gold. And I see your true colors shining through. Go get your roots done. Okay, so that wraps up today's episode about aging. And of course, there's so much more to say about that subject. And I want to thank you for listening. And thank you for those of you who took the time to rate the show and even went as far as to write a review. And those of you who haven't gotten around to it, we as podcasters really, really depend on some sort of feedback because we're working in a vacuum. So thank you in advance for that. And make sure to listen to another fun podcast, that's this podcast. It's called Dogma 2.0. It is an advice column for dogs by dogs. And you have to listen to it to figure that one out. So that's it in a nutshell. Joanie.